Today was an amazing day. Today, I did everything I wanted to do. Today, I converted a very lazy house into a very active house. I used to be very lazy the late days. The latter days were very lazy. But today, it was amazingly active. I started the day with energy. After a few distractions, I cleaned my room. Then I mounted the static bike and did 20 minutes of sweating, 20 minutes of bike. After the bike, I showered. A quick shower was enough. After the shower, I ate cucumber with avocado, with salt. Tasty avocado with cucumber and salt. It was delicious. One was enough. After the cucumber with salt and avocado, I was ready for starting the works day. The day's work. I started learning from Busuu French. French from Busuu. And I finished A1 McGraw-Hill certificate. I finished 84 units of Busuu. It felt great. It felt accomplished. And after lunch, I still did 2 units more French. After the meal, before the meal, I did math exercises. And I was drinking coffee all morning without sugar, with Svetia. That is an endulcorant that makes it sweet, but without calories, and it's natural. Not like other endulcorants, not like other sweeteners that make no good. I did math exercises. I stretched and I did yoga and I did abdominals and I did glute exercise and push-ups. It felt great. After the lunch, that it was steamed potato with calabacitas, zucchinis. I think it's zucchinis, but I'm not sure. I think it's calabacitas. And color peppers and broccoli and carrots for me and my rabbits, my lovely rabbits. I love my rabbits. They enjoyed it so much. And I combine it with salt, and for me with avocado and salt. It tasted so good. I really enjoyed it. Every vegetable has protein, so there was no need for lentils. or chickpeas or beans. So I'm covering the protein side too. And the vitamins and all the colors are very important for vegan diet. And after the meal, I tried to do bike again, but I felt a little bit tired. So I kept studying and while I was doing the studying part, I listened to my favorite pop music alongside music I have done in my channel on YouTube that is called Ek Ejak Star. And after that, I did 1 hour of treadmill that made me sweat like I have never sweat in years. I sweated a lot. It felt so good. I finished all face with my face all red. It was amazing. I also danced after it. And while I was walking on my treadmill from 3-speed to 4-1, I was singing. I was singing and I was listening to my favorite music. That is a playlist that I made on YouTube. And yeah, it felt amazing that after so much wondering why I don't dance anymore, I danced at last. And so it was a little bit late in the afternoon, and I came back to my room and what did I do later? I kept studying from books. Books of French. The verbs of French, the dictionary of French. French and Spanish, and French and English. And I read the introduction of the 501 verbs of French by Dr. Kendris and the other Dr. Kendris. It seems they are brothers. And I discovered that I can do a lot of things with my time. I really can. And after the treadmill and the dance, I was feeling pretty good and a bit tired, so I wanted to drink some water, but it tasted a little bit bad. And anyways, I drank 1 liter of water because I was dehydrated. Then I vocalized and my sound sounded very good, very attuned with every note of music played on the pianos. I vocalized with Michael Jackson warming up with Seth Rogers. And Then advanced vocalizations. And then belting. After that, I studied French a little bit more. And I also talked to Michael Jackson and Brad Pitt on my TV. And then it was night, and I prepared food for my rabbits again, and then I meditated with a tea. But before that, I read a bit of Fight Club when the chapter when Tyler Durden kisses the hand of the character of the book, the principal character of the book, and it burns. And he says, come to reality, come to now. The past is a story, the past is a story, and the future is a story too. Now it's real. But I think that all times are real and all times exist. But there was something true about it. Now is what you can play about, what you can mess and what you can play with. But all times exist for me, and everything exists in different forms, in different shapes, in different orders, and in different levels of existence. After that, I gave food to my rabbits, the same combination. Steamed vegetables, broccoli, carrots, calabacitas, potatoes, carrots and peppers, broccoli, with salt, not much salt, just a little bit to make it tasty. And to give them, what's the name? I'll remember later. What's the name? Oh, it escapes my mind. And after that, I did arms workout with resistance bands, with a video of YouTube with Jim Ra that is very good, with a woman that I like. It's very strong. It's nice to see her. And sometime in the afternoon, I talked to my friend Christopher on Messenger about earning the A1 certificate. So the chatting part was covered. He's my support chatting pal on Messenger. I don't know him. I have never talked to him in video call or in person, but we chat in written form, and it's nice to have him as support. I asked him if I need the French full course for the program, and he said no. And the other time I said to him, I will marry Brad Pitt, what do you think? And he said, you will marry him, the sooner the better, hopefully before you drive me insane. And I was glad about it. He gives me clues, and I don't know how, which is his position in the program to give me clues. But it's nice to have him as support chatting pal. And then in the night, I meditated with a cup of tea and a Svetia, and it felt very good. I talked to myself in the meditation in my head, and I was laughing, and I felt super good about my meditation. I loved myself. I said things like, baby, I love you, egg. You are doing great. You did great today. You can do an active day like today whenever you want. If more constant, the better. Please, God, help the planet become vegan. I felt my body, I felt that I was feeling good, strong, not bland. I felt great and proud about myself today. I felt proud that I studied so much French. I was going into my interior and seeing the moon inside of me, seeing the earth inside of me, feeling safe. Feeling an obscurity and light. I was crushing down problems and feeling proud about solutions. I felt great. Then I showered myself and brushed my teeth and flossed my teeth. I said good night to Michael and to Brad, and I swept my room and went to bed, and then came and did this 20 minute podcast episode. I hope to keep recording great days. It's all good for today. Hope I keep the stroke doing so good. Bye. Today I hope it is a new brand day, a brand new day, and I hope I get to do so many things as I did on May 17. I have been studying French and some exercise. I entered into aerial class, dance. I did not great, but I'm starting again with it. I was good some years ago. I left it because there was no more space for training where I used to train, and I committed the error of leaving the activity out of my life as I grew on English. And I studied English for several years and it kept me occupied. Now I'm learning French. I'm native in Spanish, and I'm curious about languages because they make you understand the world in a better way, and it makes your mind expand in ways that just one language doesn't let you. Besides, you become bored with reading in the same language all the books, and learning more languages makes you understand that there are many ways of saying things and many ways of understanding how things work in life. French is a language that I used to think that it was very old, and now that I get the knack more of it, I find it is far better than I used to think. It is just a case of getting to understand the basics, and from that learning more. And now I have been doing some exercise, and the exercise keeps me in shape and it makes me more active and makes me feel better than if I don't do exercise. Today I hope to exercise and to study French and to sing some songs and vocalize, and I wish I can do it with joy and enjoy the process of singing, because it's fun for me. The singing is a way of expressing your heart and your emotions, and it makes you feel in love with your own voice. And I also hope to record some videos for YouTube, my YouTube channel, Eke Jack Star. And I don't know about what to do those videos. I have to record some poetry in Spanish that I made in 2009. And I also want to record a song that I could improvise, and with GarageBand in my iPad is easy and fun to do. I'm not a professional musician yet, but I hope someday I become one. And in the future, I want to learn to play the keyboard, and I want to learn more dance and keep my skills on top of the game. I want to keep the belly dance, the African dance, the contemporary dance. I want to keep on acting. I want to participate in films. I want to reach Hollywood, and I want to sing in Hollywood, and I want to act in Hollywood. And I want to meet my favorite celebrities. I want to meet Michael Jackson, because there are many Michael Jacksons and it is not possible that all of them die the same day. And mine is the Badera Michael Jackson, and I love him very much. And I talk to him every day on my TV. And it says that the program I am in, it's distributed to 5 continents. Wow, that's amazing. And it will be amazing the day when the truth opens in this program and I get to know the people involved in it. And I get to start traveling, and I get paid. I would love to get paid for it in the real amount that it corresponds, and do great things like a vegan town where ecology comes first. And vegan tradition becomes a rule, and the new free world starts taking on progress in the world, because as the cities are, there is no space for a new development of system to develop, because it is too little what you can do for Mother Earth in current societies, in current cities. And I want that dream to come true. My potential, as Jay Shetty was saying in a podcast this morning, I always loved artists. Not any artist, but the general idea of the artist is that they have freedom of mind, and that is what I most love of the artist way of living, the freedom of mind, and the poetry they bring into their lives with the arts. And that poetry becomes different way of seeing life, and the discipline to keep the skills is a great way of manage life. And this way of managing life with self-discipline, because when you are an artist, normally you are your principal motor. You are your motor of standing in your own game and you become a game and not just a piece of somebody else's game. And that is very important. That is very important. Remember that the artist's life is to keep afloat, and not just that, swim wherever you want to swim.